The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
We ought to talk about this Tom Brady thing.
Imagine being the Boston radio hack that costs your station a relationship with Tom Brady.
That's a job killer there.
You get a weekly segment with Tom Brady. I would imagine that's a massive deal. There's probably a lot of sponsors attached to it.
Oh, God, yeah.
And
well, it's like the ones he does before Monday Night Football. There's always like four or five sponsors on there.
Yeah, it's like Mastro's Steakhouse and all that. I mean, yeah,
it's high-end stuff.
And if you cost that station that spot, oh, boy.
That's Lance Zierlein.
Oh, hey,
him on the bench.
Now you've done all the film on quarterbacks.
I'd be comfortable taking Darnold one. Number two is down the road is Josh Rosen. Number three, Lamar Jackson. This is with the understanding that the right team may put him in the right situation or scenario. I think Baker Mayfield's fourth, but Baker could end up being two.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. I wish I knew what you were laughing about.
Dude, Eric is like a he's like a 100-year-old man. The text on his cell phone.
Oh, my God.
Is, like, it's not that big.
Dude, that is massive.
Oh, yeah, compared to yours, you've got the normal size. Yeah, like, that's a...
God. You're making me
That's
feel young.
That's what mine
young.
Looks like. And then yours...
I can't read that.
So what's the date on the Rodeo Clown run, though? I just saw that on there.
It's that big. You can see it from halfway across the room.
That's unbelievable.
I did that last year. I'm going to do it again this
February
year.
18th.
I'm in. And... Oh, no, I'm not. I'm in Chicago that week.
Oh, man.
Damn it.
Tell you the best part afterward is going to be the concert. The headliner is Stoney LaRue and Shooter Jennings.
Well, I like Shooter Jennings. That's Waylon Jennings' son,
That's
I think.
Right. That's
I've
right.
I've seen him play before. He's pretty good.
He's pretty good?
He's pretty good.
But the guy who's playing before them is Bob Schneider. You ever heard of him?
I've heard that name, yeah.
I saw him in New Orleans last week. Really, really, really good.
All right.
I mean, I was like, wow, where have you been all my... Turns out he's from Austin.
Yeah, I'm not normally a country music guy, but every once in a while I'll enjoy a good show. And that one sounds pretty good. I'll probably try to make it out to that thing.
Yeah, I mean, for the...
When is that?
February 18th. Sunday, February 18th.
Okay.
Well...
And the run, Fred, run.
I know, and I just booked that damn
I'm not running.
Today. I've run in that the last 2 years. And
come on, Fred. You got to make it three in a row.
Well,
what do you got going on?
I got to fly to Chicago to visit the wife that weekend. She's up there for another 2.5 weeks or something.
Can't you rejigger the schedule?
Well, I just booked my flight today, and I got a great price. So I don't know. Maybe I can move up and come back Saturday night.
There you go. It's going to be like -5 in Chicago probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, but no, I got a great deal on the flight for first class, so I don't really want to mess with it.
Well, I noticed that you've brought beer again.
And I know.
Eric Warner, by the way. We haven't
Eric from Carbach.
Follow
everyone
him on
knows
Twitter
by now.
MK Pallet and welcome 94.1 Sports Map listeners.
Today is January 29th. You knew that I was going to be sober until February 1st.
I'm impressed.
And you brought beer today.
I did, but I deliberately, well, no, as I said when I got in here, I was thinking you were going to be like, oh, Eric, you brought the Pilsner. You know, you like the bigger beers.
I do.
But it kind of worked out, right?
It did.
So
it did. But this Pilsner is good. This
it's
is a good
awesome
beer.
It's an awesome Pils. And there'll be some left for you in 2 days. So
it's very German.
Very well, that's hence the German Pils. We made this beer when we were putting in our new brew house 3 years ago. We had all these Germans running around the brewery. And. If you've ever worked with Germans, they're never wrong, and it's always your fault. So we had to do a beer in their honor. I mean, they make great things,
right?
I mean, this brew system is amazing.
Yeah,
they make great beers, but they are just a pain in the
ass.
But they were also responsible for the Holocaust, lest we ever, we should never forget.
Yeah, aren't we supposed to be like remembering that? Yeah. Like, wasn't that a couple days ago?
Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Was that today?
I don't know. Mm. John, can you check when Holocaust Remembrance Day
that's,
is?
That's something, John.
We need a some Tiff's Treats or something if it's today. But yeah, that's
they do the war.
They've
thing.
Done some good things and some bad
some
things.
Bad things.
There's some good and some bad on both sides.
That's
beer good.
Beer very good.
Holocaust yes. bad.
Nazis bad.
Nazis real bad.
Right, but there's
Blitzkrieg
but
bad.
There's good and bad people on both sides.
Exactly.
Come on, let's not forget that. When was it?
January 27th.
Oh, just a couple days ago.
Oh, it was on Saturday.
All right.
So you can celebrate appropriately today.
So celebrate, is that the right word? Can you drink
commemorate.
A beer?
Commemorate.
Is it okay to drink a beer?
Well, as long as you pour some out for your homies.
Yeah. All right. Like, all right. Oops. Well, it...
not on the floor, though. It's a new floor.
Yeah, it's a new floor, and there's electric stuff down there, and then we could get electrocuted.
Just do that later.
Yeah.
But we should... when you guys drink that beer, you should remember...
All right.
...that there were some bad Germans, too.
Bad Germans. Yep. Get rid of the bad ones.
Yeah. We got to get the bad ones out of here.
Yep.
Yeah.
But we made this one in honor of some of the ones we kind of laughed at and had fun with building our brewery.
This is a style that I'm sure you love to make, right?
Because
this is like a
simple,
clean.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And this is what I grew up with, you know, when I was at brewing school over there. These kinds of beers, you know. And
those Germans, when you're over there in Germany, how much time were you in Germany? How many
4 years?
4 years
total.
4 years. Nobody's over there brewing a stout?
They're starting to now. There's a few breweries in Germany that are, there's a couple like quote unquote craft breweries, like one in Munich that's up to like 20,000 barrels a year. It's quite popular.
I got a plan. Listen to this plan.
I'm in. If it involves you and me going to Germany and drinking beer, I'm in.
I'm saying, when's your contract with Carbach in?
I got a few more years, AJ.
Okay. When that's up.
Yep.
Me and you.
Yep.
We'll move to Germany.
Yep.
And we'll open a brewery there. And make some American style beers for those Germans, for those crazy
down.
Germans.
I am down. What part of Germany?
Someplace near a military base, so you get the American crowd.
Yeah, that's what we
See,
need.
That's.
Do you still?
Can I finance this operation?
Rammstein Air Force Base.
There you go. There you go. There's a lot of near Munich. There's a couple bases.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you still have like your PX card? Do you get the deals, or is that only if you're enlisted?
I still have like a veterans card. I mean,
so you
I
get could, discounts.
I don't think so, but I could. I mean. Usually when you work, if you do work on base, you can get like a card that'll get you on and off the base. So if we were distributing onto the base, but we don't even have to do that. They'll come to us.
The beer's going to be that good.
They're going to come to us.
I'd like to invest in this.
Okay. I think we'll
accept investments.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. We haven't priced the shares yet.
Yeah, we haven't yet. But I think this is a good plan for us.
I think you're onto something.
Yeah, because I feel like all those Germans, listen. Pilsners are great, you know, a Kolsch is great, but it's like, wait till they taste like one of these pastry stouts, or they taste one of these hazy IPAs. They're going to be like, what has happened here?
This is not beer.
Yeah, what has happened?
And you don't want to encourage them, though, because then they'll want to invade America and just take it all over.
That's not our problem anymore. We've invaded their place, and their people are giving us their Deutschmarks. And we're going to make millions of Deutschmarks there.
I
or
like
euros.
It.
I don't know what it is now.
Maybe euros. They converted. Yeah. They converted.
We'll take euros.
Yep.
We'll even take some Deutschmarks.
We don't discriminate. Yes. As long as it's legal. Hey,
I'll take
AJ,
a ruble.
I'll take Bitcoin.
Okay.
You know, whatever.
That's down. Let's find
it. That's every currency goes
let's
through these
the
fluctuations.
Next one.
All right.
The next
yeah.
One.
Beer coin.
Long
rubles.
As long as every quarter I get my little piece, I'm fine.
You will get
your dividend case.
Yeah.
We're going to send you some rubles every quarter. This is a great idea.
I think we're on to something.
I'm surprised no American brewer has gone and opened up like an American style brewery.
They actually have.
Have they? Have they failed?
They're doing okay, but Stone, I know, has a brewery in Berlin.
Okay.
But they were, as per the Stone, kind of their persona, they were kind of cocky about it.
Oh, we won't do that.
And the German, yeah, you have to be respectful.
Oh, yes.
You gotta tell them their beer is still better in number one until over time they're drinking your beer, and then they say, your beer is better, guys.
Here's where we've got some built-in advantages. You speak fluent German.
Yep. Check.
I took German my senior year of high school only because I had to take a third year of foreign language, and Spanish 2 almost broke me, and there was no way I was going to pass Spanish 3. So I took German 1.
Nice.
And können wir Eis essen?
We're going to go eat some ice cream. Very Boom. Good. Look at this.
Ich habe Schnupfen.
He's got a cold, or he's got the sniffles. Yeah.
Schade.
so sorry.
Yeah, see, I know a little bit, and my last name's Hoffman. I think people will buy into this concept.
Very, very authentic.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we got something here, Fred. And can you cook, Fred? Can you run the kitchen?
No, but I banged some German chicks before.
Well, that counts for something. Yeah. If you can, we need hot girls in our beer hall.
To make sure that no one finds out that I don't speak very much German, I'll just be the strong, silent type. Germans like those, too.
Oh, yes.
I'll be stoic.
Yes, 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 yes. We'll have a few key phrases that you will say.
Nein!
Yeah, that's a good... Oh, yeah. See, if anybody's out of line, we're just going to throw that at them, and they're gone.
This is a really good idea. I'm not kidding.
Name the beers after German soccer players.
Could do that. Oh, yeah. The Beckenbauer.
I don't know any of that.
No, but Eric does.
Boris Becker.
Boris Becker. He was... So him and Steffi Graf, when I was living over there, they're
the big stars.
Every day in the tabloids, it would be one of them on the cover.
Who's the most famous German athlete now?
Right now?
It's got to be one of the German national team guys.
Yeah.
I'm blanking on, because it's been 3 years since the last World Cup, so I don't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, Dirk. Dirk has to be the most famous.
I don't think there, though, because he's been living here. Is there a way John can, like, fact check this for us? Stat check this? I don't know. Is there a fame meter?
I don't know. You measure by Twitter followers. That's our general way of doing it.
Okay. But the Germans aren't into Twitter. We'll get
Dirk
back.
Dirk is internationally famous, though.
Our soccer guys can text me.
Yeah, Glenn should know this, right? Yeah,
but we have a lot of listeners who know soccer. They can text me who the best, most famous Germans are.
Schweinsteiger or Thomas Müller, those guys have to be way up there.
On my Google search, Oliver Kahn was the first one to pack it. But isn't he retired? Okay. I thought he was done.
Yeah, I think he is done.
What about...
there's a lot of retired ones.
Angelique Kerber.
It has Heike Dressler on here. That's got to be from 30 years ago.
Oh, here we go. This is Germany. Germany is known for its famous athletes in many different types of sports. Here are the top 10 most popular German athletes that climbed their way to success. Franz Beckenbauer.
See?
That's the guy you mentioned, right?
Yeah, I'd say he's number one all time.
But he started playing in 1964.
But he was that.
Yeah.
And now he's the coach of Bayern Munich, right?
I think he's like owner now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oliver Kahn, retired in 2008. Wolfgang Behrendt, who's a boxer.
This must be going way back.
1950s.
Yeah. But
we want active athletes.
Max Baer. Isn't Max Baer, isn't he the guy who played... Jethro on the Beverly Hillbillies?
Yeah.
Oh, can't be the same guy.
I think it might be. He's the one who... but Max Baer, remember in Cinderella Man, Max Baer killed a man in the ring. And that's a true story. It says during his career, he fatally hurt an opponent, which left him deeply affected.
Well, that would kind of bum me out, too.
Katarina Witt.
I'm getting a lot.
Oh, yeah. Katarina Witt.
Boris Becker, Steffi Graf, Jürgen Klinsmann, Dirk Nowitzki, Onis Wagner.
Katarina Witt. So
I think Dirk is the only one of those guys who's still active.
Yes.
So he's got to be the most famous German athlete currently.
Yeah, but is that an American put together list or a German put together list?
WelcomeCenterGermany.com.
Okay. Well,
interesting.
Speaking of Katarina Witt, I saw I, Tonya this weekend.
How was it?
It was great.
Have you seen that one, Fred?
I have not seen that one yet.
Oh, man. Highly, highly recommend
it. Is it funny?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of, you know, dark humor, obviously. But, yes, there's plenty of comic relief.
I've heard that the mom is going to win Best Supporting Actress,
Allison
probably.
Allison Janney. Oh, she's great.
And I think Margot Robbie is so hot. And we talked about this. Did they have to ugly her up for the role?
They did. Not as bad as they did to Charlize Theron. And what was that?
Monster.
Monster. But she definitely didn't look like Margot Robbie.
Yeah, she's so hot. She was too hot for that role.
Yeah, yeah. And they did things to kind of modify her body shape too a little bit. I don't know how they did, like with tape or.
Oh yeah.
You know,
to make her chubbier.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry though. I still think Tonya Harding back in the day, I would have.
It's weird that you say that.
I probably would have.
She has that touch of the gutter.
A lot.
Oh, dude, you're going to see the beyond the touch of the gutter in this movie.
I don't know.
She embodied the gutter. She was the gutter.
So that's my...
That family and just her whole situation was gutter, gutter, gutter. Oregon gutter.
Oh, you got time for another segment?
Sure.
All right. You're not busy?
Nah.
Awesome. All right. Well, first I'm going to tell you, guess what? The big game's finally here. Now it's time to make it interesting. Put a little money down. And mybookie.ag is the destination to put your bets on the game, all the props. If you want to bet on the coin toss, the length of the national anthem, how many quarterback sacks a team's going to have, it's all on mybookie.ag. And if you join now, mybookie will match your first deposit with a 50% bonus. Use promo code FRED to activate the offer. Game's always more interesting with some action on it. Just go to mybookie.ag and look at all the different bets you can make on the big game. You could clean up. They even feature in-game betting, so you could sit there all game long and get in on different action. Do it. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Use promo code FRED to activate the offer. Decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print. That's MyBookie.ag. Visit online at MyBookie.ag or call 844-900-BETS. Use promo code FRED, and your first deposit is matched up to 50%. MyBookie.ag or call 844-900-BETS.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Eric Warner's still here with us. We're drinking the pills from Carbach.
Z-pills.
Z-pills.
Not B-pills.
Get it right.
Z-German pills.
I can't work with you guys if you're going to be German.
What do you guys got in the tanks right now? What's coming up?
Well, a lot of new stuff. So a lot of it isn't necessarily up the AJ Hoffman alley, but we've got a Blood Orange Rattler extension coming out.
How many times have I ever said, I won't drink that?
I know. But stuff starts getting good for you at like 6.5%, 7% and
that's
about
true.
40 BUs.
Yeah.
Right? Anything below that.
Yeah.
Unless it's a sour.
It's a sour.
So.
And then I barely need any alcohol in it.
But we got Weekday Warrior coming out. In fact, I'll bring that next time. So that is a session IPA we're doing. A couple new hops, Callista and Denali. And, you know, that'll be about 4.5%. 40 BUs, so very hoppy. It'll leave an extremely hoppy impression, but very crushable. And then new summer seasonal coming out in a couple months, Tasty Waves. That's going to be a little bit of acidity, a little bit of saltiness, a little bit secret ingredient fruit made with a Belgian wit yeast. So that'll be a slammer. And then the Mango Delusion, that'll be coming out here pretty quick as well. The Mango Hop Delusion. Space City, selling extremely well. Basically, we're almost out of that. In fact, we're having to pull up the release of the Mango a little bit. So
nice.
Yeah. So had a little conference call this afternoon on our new pilot system, getting that all designed and getting that. That'll be in May. Really excited about that.
It is Girl Scout cookie season. I feel like we're due to get back in the lab.
We need to do that. And next year, we are absolutely, when we have the pilot system, we can do that starting in May, AJ.
We can make
whatever we want.
There's no limits.
There's no limits.
Excellent.
We can do it all.
So this pilot system you're talking about, how different is it from the one that we brewed on the first time we brewed?
So it's about 10 times bigger capacity. Okay. So that one was a half barrel. This one is five barrels. And a little more sophistication, you know, not as sophisticated as our full-on system, but it'll be a good, you know, much more accurate way to scale up beers than we're currently, you know, what you and I did.
What we did was like, I mean, how much did that yield?
Oh, shoot, we got, I think, 8 or 9 gallons.
Okay. And then to suddenly turn that into, you know, barrels, that's very...
Yeah, and we didn't quite nail it, right?
Right.
I mean, that first one was like, you know, I think you and I both agree, we liked the first one better. And then, so this will give us a much better scale up, you know, it'll work a lot better when we go to the large scale.
Excellent. So. All right, now let's talk some football.
Oh boy, big game coming up. We can't say the other thing. Right?
We can say it now because we're not selling anything with it, right?
Right.
Can I call it that?
Yeah, you can call it that.
I can call it the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
All right. Boy, that feels good.
Yeah. And plus, you're okay.
Okay.
As long as you're not selling anything with the or doing a giveaway, that's when they're anal about it.
Yeah. Okay.
We're just talking about the Super Bowl. We're allowed to talk.
Did I ever tell you about when I was at Flying Dog, we got a cease and desist from the NFL. When the Broncos went back to back, we did this thing called Repeat Pilsner, and there was this guy, Malcolm Farley, and he was kind of like Leroy Neiman. I don't know. You know who Leroy Neiman is.
Yeah.
He was a sports artist who did these kind of abstract paintings. Well, anyway, this guy did pictures of like Elway and McCaffrey, and we just released this. And first year, no problem. And then we called it Championship Pilsner. Second year, it was Repeat Pilsner. We get these nasty letters from the NFL. Don't mess with those guys. I mean, they were like, get it all off the shelves now or we're shutting you down.
I mean, did you guys shut it down?
Oh, yeah. Well, thankfully, most of it was sold out.
I don't understand what's wrong with that.
Because they claim that because we had Super Bowl on the back label in fine print.
Oh,
Yeah.
That was a bonehead move.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have put that.
I know. Well,
you should have put the big game.
But this was before they really started cracking down on that. Because this was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, that's how long it's been. I want to say Eagles, man. I'm going to probably, I haven't checked the line since it opened. Is it still around five
still
and a half?
Five. Yeah.
Five. I'll probably hit that.
You like the Eagles or the Pats?
The Eagles.
It's funny. Had you asked me 2 or 3 weeks ago, I would have laughed. Had you said the Pats are going to play the Eagles in the Super Bowl and the point spread is going to be 5, I would have laughed because I thought the Eagles were the worst team in the NFC playoffs without Wentz. But, dude, those two games, it's hard to not buy into a little bit what they're doing. I still think the Patriots win, but I think I'm passing on the game because I want to play the Eagles, but the number's not, it's not good enough for me. If it were at 7, I'd be all over them. And I think it opened at 6.5 and I would have thought it'd go the other way, but it's never going to see 7 again. I think I'm just I'm a spectator for this one, but I think the Eagles keep it close. But I still think the Patriots find a way to win.
I completely agree, and I just kind of look at it. The odds are they probably win by the field goal, or they get the 31-27 type of win, and you still cover. But you know, man, you have Foles. It's going to be a really What's his status contract wise?
He's got one more year in Philly.
Okay, so
which means they're probably going to trade him for a second round pick this offseason.
So he's kind of got. I don't want to say nothing to lose and everything to gain, but not like Keenum, who was like looking right up against a contract and just completely.
Well, and the difference is here, if Nick Foles goes out and wins the Super Bowl, he puts up 5 touchdowns in the Super Bowl. Carson Wentz is still the starting quarterback in Philly.
Next year.
So it's a little bit different. Whereas if Keenum won the Super Bowl, Minnesota would have had a hard time not bringing him back. Philadelphia, they understand. Listen, we're glad you're doing this for us, and I think Nick Foles, and I'm sure they do, is one of the best backup quarterbacks you can have. But there's no question who the franchise is in Philadelphia, and it's Carson Wentz. But I do think that Nick Foles can up his trade value, and obviously, if he were to get traded somewhere, that would come with an extension. So I think that he does have a lot to gain.
Hey,
you know, because nobody's trading for a guy and saying, okay, just play out this year. We'll see what happens if they're giving up a second round pick. They're saying, all right, we're going to give up some picks. Here's how long we're locking you in for these next 3-4 years. And Nick Foles, he's going to be making the best money he's made.
I hope he goes out, throws his five TDs.
And then signs with Denver.
Bingo. Took words right out of my mouth.
Yeah. You prefer him over a guy like Keenum?
I don't think Keenum is... He's
careful,
just...
Careful.
I know
you
where
be careful.
I know where I am.
You know what's going to happen.
I think Keenum playing...
This is my words, not your guys' words.
I think Keenum playing outdoors in the cold would be an issue. Because he's
That's
not
a great point.
I mean, he floats that ball a little bit. I think he would struggle. I think being indoors with the offense that he's been
Depends on the price. Like, if I can get him for $3 or $4 million a year, I'm going to take a look. But if it's $7 million a year, pass.
I think it's going to be at least seven.
Yeah, I think he's going to get 8 or 10.
I think so, too.
Would you take him?
No, I wrote a whole article about it. Like, I think Case Keenum's one of the 32 best quarterbacks in the league. I think he deserves to be a starter somewhere. I just wouldn't want it to be on my team. Like, I'm out on that. But good luck to you. I hope he gets a job somewhere. I just wouldn't want to be the GM that says, yeah, we'll make you our guy.
Well, kind of like Lance was just talking about with Jacksonville. If you've got that situation where you've got a great running game, a great defense, and you're looking for a guy to come in and kind of manage the offense a little bit, absolutely. But I think Elway is kind of like at that point where I need to rebuild. We've got to find a guy for the future. And I just haven't seen enough to be able to. I wouldn't spend that money. That's all.
Yeah,
Love the guy. Don't get me wrong. Amazing what he did this year.
Now you're a hater. Congratulations.
Yep.
Welcome to our world.
I'm in the club.
You're in the club.
Your hat and t-shirt are in the mail.
Fred went to UH. I mean, how could you? Hey, we appreciate you coming in, as
Thanks,
always.
Guys.
We'll see
always
you in a couple
a
weeks.
Yep. Thanks for having me. And, let's get working on that business plan for the
Germany AJ. I can't wait.
All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
That.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Sean on Twitter says, it was a pleasure meeting you Saturday night. The four horse and race eight made it even better. I love it when something like this, somebody comes and goes, there was like three races left and met these guys. They were great. So what's your best bet for the last three races? And I had to go look at it because I didn't remember who I picked by then. Four horse and race.
You had told me that before.
Yeah. This was Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, four horse and race eight. And so I left and went home, and he tweeted out the picture he took of us and the winning ticket on the eight horse.
There you go.
And the four horse and race eight. So congratulations. I'm not right like that very often, so I like it when I am. But they had fun, won money, good times. Hey, we got to do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
I do a lot of, I have an app that I use for running, tracks my GPS and everything. And I mean, people have these watches and Fitbit. You've got a Fitbit, right?
I do.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily Fitbit, but there is a fitness tracking map that has inadvertently revealed secret U.S. military bases. The global heat map, published by the GPS tracking company Strava, uses satellite information to map the locations and movements of subscribers to their service over a two-year period. Just illuminates the areas of activity. And the map shows a great deal of activity in the U.S. and Europe. But in war zones and deserts in countries such as Iraq and Syria, the heat map becomes almost entirely dark except for scattered evidence of activity.
You mean people don't have Fitbits in Egypt and Bosnia? Is that what we're saying here?
I'm saying probably not, at least not these. But it says a closer...
That's not shocking to me, by the way.
A closer look at those areas brings into focus the locations and outlines of well-known U.S. military bases, as well as other lesser-known and potentially sensitive sites. Possibly because American soldiers and other personnel are using fitness trackers as they move around. I'm sure that's not...
But I think in most of those countries, people know where the U.S. military base is.
Yeah, but if they're hiding out someplace, that the secret ones...
Yeah.
Let's say you have a black site. Yeah, you're going to bring these guys in and you're going to waterboard them.
I got to tell you something. Navy SEALs, they ain't wearing Fitbits. Okay, that ain't working for them.
What about a CIA guy who's going to waterboard somebody?
No, that's it. Yeah, they need to talk to those guys.
Yeah, but because he's probably out for his 5-minute run in the 100-degree weather.
Right, but the real black ops guys that are going to be like, in a 10-man team out in the jungle somewhere or the desert, those dudes ain't wearing Fitbits. They ain't worried about their fitness. They're not worried about, I didn't get my 10,000 steps today. No, those dudes are killers. They're not worried about that nonsense like me. Fitbit.
Well, that's your Zada, Julie.
They know how to behead a man with a spoon.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
Hey, Jung, did you see this thing about Monique? The follow-up?
No.
Monique's a big liar. She's been asking for people to boycott Netflix because they offered her $500,000 to do a special, which she found insulting. Well, reports are showing that Monique was offered a chance at a $3 million payday on Netflix, but she had to do a live audition for the network bigwigs. So they were like, yeah, we'll give you $3 million. We want to see a little sample of what you're going to do. She said that she felt auditioning was beneath her. And she said, did you ask Dave Chappelle or Kevin Hart to audition? And here's where, this is my favorite line. I'm an Oscar-winning actress.
Oh, God.
Oh. Well, that makes people laugh.
You know what? If Netflix wants to pay me even $1 million, if they want me to come and do an audition,
and
I'll do 10 of them.
And here's what they said. They said, okay, well, if you don't want to do an audition, we'll give you $500,000 sight unseen to do a special. And then she's offended by that. So she's offended they asked her to audition for $3 million. And then she's offended that they offer her $500,000 to do the show without an audition. I don't feel bad for her at all.
I don't either.
Yeah, that's nonsense. I was right about this, Jung.
Yep, you nailed it.
I was right. She didn't deserve that money. Get out of here. Award-winning actor.
Put her in the bathroom.
You think that Oscar's going to make me laugh? That Oscar ain't making me laugh.
Yeah, unless you just put it up there and maybe, draw a penis on it.
Get out of here.
Yeah. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Web 94.1.
The community, we should be supporting the light. She is shining on this truth. She adds.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. It's time to get on the map. SportsMap.com, your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts, John Granato, Lance Zierlein, Charlie Polillo, A.J. Hoffman, me, and more. If you're not on SportsMap every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now. SportsMap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. Lots of great stuff on there. Tomorrow we'll have Raheel's column will be up. So,
hey, I've got a dumbass report, but before we get to it, I wanted to talk to you. Did you read about this Toronto serial killer?
No.
This dude, Bruce MacArthur, is charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder. And now faces 3 additional counts because this guy was a landscaper. And, those big giant planters?
Yeah.
Well, after some investigation, they found that those things, packed in the dirt and the plants, there were dismembered bodies.
Oh, man.
How crazy is that?
Ooh.
These Canadians are out of control. This guy's 66 years old.
Who suddenly becomes a serial killer at 66?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
Well, when we were up in, I think it was for my grandmother-in-law's 100th birthday party, they were using those things in the median, you know, the basically those big bowls filled with plants. Somebody had planted weed in a whole bunch of them, and it had grown out, and they couldn't find the person who did it, but it was this big scandal because this entire street had these things full of weed. And it was good stuff, but that's not serial killer level.
Most of the people that he's been tied to were immigrants, mostly Muslim immigrants.
Ooh.
So,
boy, if he did that here, he'd get probation.
Trump would say, he did some good things, he did some bad things. I mean, look at his landscaping. It's great. It's beautiful. He landscaped at Trump Towers for a while. It was great. No bodies were found. None. No bodies at Mar-a-Lago. All right, let's do a dumbass report. I got to tell you, this is about as Florida as it gets. Brandy Gregory couldn't call 911 after her live-in boyfriend, Patrick Moan, punched her in the face. The problem was that Moan had broke her phone 2 weeks ago, and she doesn't have arms or legs, which makes contacting anyone for help very difficult. This dude is 6'9". I mean, he doesn't exactly look like he's a strong 6'9", but he's like a Florida 6'9".
Okay.
Like he may have come from a swamp or something.
So he's very methy.
Very, very methy. So 2 hours after the punch, Moan pushed Gregory to a Vero Beach Walmart so she could tell someone. And Moan told a Walmart shopper, hoping that the person would call the cops so he could go to jail. Moan said he's tired of taking care of her and pushing her in the wheelchair everywhere. He's also tired of being her primary caregiver and felt if he punched her and confessed it, he would no longer have to take care of her and she would become the state's problem. He's 6'9", 185 pounds.
Oh, jeez.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's homeless.
Like, think about me. I'm 6'3", and when I would make 185 to fight,
I looked like I'd
been drinking chemo. Yeah. Like, it was disastrous. This dude's 6'9", 185. Gregory told deputies he beats her up twice a month when he drinks. Well, I mean, not that that's funny. It's not funny that he beats her up, but it is funny that he was like, yeah, when I drink twice a month, and on those 2 days, I beat up my armless, legless girlfriend.
Well, she should have armed
herself. Because I'm tired of taking care of her. A 4-year-old girl was bitten by a 17-foot python this week. She suffered one bite to the neck and chest area. This was at a petting zoo. This is just me, but don't petting zoos have like ponies and donkeys and maybe like a small pig? Who's putting a 17-foot python at a petting zoo?
It's a trap.
It is definitely a trap. The incident is under investigation. She was petting the python at the snake exhibit when the snake struck.
Is that a euphemism or?
She's Fred. She's 4.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
I didn't catch that part.
A 4-year-old girl. But I got to be honest, like, I'm a grown man. If I saw a 17-foot python, they were like, oh, you can pet it. I'd be like, no, I'm good. And finally, in an effort to drum up some business, a funeral home is trying to get people to pre-plan their funerals. So what are they offering? Free pizza. Krause Funeral Home is offering a free pizza with any pre-planned funeral. It could save you thousands of dollars in the long run, they say. It's the kind of invitation that made Janice and Dale Castle do a double take. We got a postcard in the mail saying we could get this free pizza, so we decided to take them up on their offer. I never liked death. I was always afraid of it. But you get a free pizza out of it, okay.
Pizza makes death better.
Pizza makes death a little bit better. They said the pizza party concept helped them feel more comfortable talking about death, and it also sliced their funeral bills.
See what you did there. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat.